B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now gonna keep it. Prescott breaks the tackle. And picks up a total of 9 more.
Oh no. Oh no. You almost gotta hope it's a cramp, don't you, if you're a Cowboy fan right there? But oh, that does not look good, Jim. Oh no.
And look at Gallup reacting and Talton getting ready to go in.
Oh, you can just see that at the bottom. Just oh.
Mm. Oh. You know, one of those you don't want to see twice.
That's not a good one. I feel terrible for him. That hurts to watch. Never mind what he's going through right now. We had a great story yesterday in Alex Smith making his return to the NFL. The story of perseverance.
A fantastic story that I could not get through in an hour of his 30 for 30 and his fight and comeback because I could not sit there and watch the leg.
So you have a hard time wrapping your head around him coming back.
I have a hand.
Wanting to come back, the desire to come back, the everything about it.
I just want to scream, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah, I know you're clear. I know structurally it's sound. That's the thing. It's structurally sound.
Mm-hmm.
You ever see Gronkowski after he just had a rod or a little plate put in his forearm? How much he's got to pat it, how much he needs to fall and right? Oh, man.
Jeez.
Don't show it.
Yikes.
Oh.
It's so bad.
Is it or isn't it?
It's bad. It's really bad.
Well, wait a minute. The dislocation of the ankle is a Gordon Hayward type injury.
By the way, we're now talking about Dak, not Alex Smith. We're just sort of jumping around here.
Yeah, but
I think they're two very related stories yesterday. Smith coming back, though, it's a remarkable story that he made it back. And you watched the ESPN special. He talked about wanting to prove it to his kids. You know,
yeah.
And just prove it to himself that when something goes horribly wrong like that in your life, no matter if it's football or anything else, you got to get back. And I almost feel like, okay, you did it. Now quit. Like you did it. It's amazing that you made it back. Now, Alex Smith, call it a career. I don't ever want to see you get hurt again. And then you see this with Dak Prescott, which is going to take some time to get back from. He will play again. He will. The question is he the same player when he comes back from this?
He's extremely upset because he was playing well.
Oh, I mean,
he knows he'll be back. It's not about the pain. It's not this or that, but it's and people coming over. And it's the realization you're done for the year. You're done for the year in a year where you saw the field as good as anybody in the league or better. They put up 40s, 90s, 40, yeah, 49, 50.
He was peaking. He was maybe not peaking, but coming into.
He might have like shot out of a cannon.
Coming into being a great NFL player.
He's on a year where he bet on himself and by taking the franchise tag.
Bet on himself. And I mean, let's not sneeze at the franchise tag. How much money was it?
34, something
still
like that.
Still 34 yeah. million guaranteed that he's yep. getting. So let's not.
But let's not think that money wasn't in his mind at some point when he was on that cart.
Maybe.
I don't know. You would
turn down 100.
You would know better than I would. But
he turned down $105 million guaranteed, and he bet on himself. I mean, Jared Goff got $110 guaranteed, yeah. So I don't blame him for gambling on himself.
Money starts cutting in when you're starting a rehab and the days become long.
Hindsight's 20/20. Did anyone criticize Dak for not taking the deal? I mean, some did. Those like Cowboys ball washers down in Dallas did when he didn't sign the deal. But nationally, did he take a lot of crap for not signing the deal? I don't think he did. I know we certainly didn't disagree with him not taking the deal.
Oh, man.
I mean, how often does this happen, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a calculated risk. There's always risk as an NFL player. It can all come crashing down on one play as it did with Dak Prescott, but that's not a common injury. That doesn't commonly happen to quarterbacks. God, it was so bad, and he was playing so well, and the guy has had a difficult year already.
Turf monster.
You know what I mean? That's not a turf injury, you think so?
Yeah, because your foot stuck on it. It toted. It's part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those are injuries happen a lot. That's how you get the high ankle sprain. If you don't snap the ball pushes up between the two bones in the bottom of your foot, and that's the high ankle sprain.
I just sort of thought that the guy landed on it, and it would have happened on grass, too. No?
I wasn't going to watch it again. I have no idea. It happens.
It was pointed that way, and then he turned it and like tried to jam it back in. He felt it out.
Mm. No, well, he was holding his calf like he was holding it together like he was going to try to keep it in place or something. And Romo said, hopefully it's a cramp.
What's wrong with him this year? Is he just going to suck in 2020?
I guess.
Romo.
He wasn't good yesterday.
He wasn't good the weekend before.
There wasn't a time where we wouldn't come in last couple of years like, oh my God, Romo, did you hear what Romo said? Romo's making that
big money now. He's gotten comfy.
He's eating chicken fingers.
He put it back on Nance during the field goal. He's like, what do you think they're going to do here? He's like, I don't know. Who's coming out on the field? Like, as the field goal kicker's coming out on the field, and they're like, are they going to punt or are they going to kick it? He's like, well, who's walking on the field? You tell us, Jim. There seems to be a little tension in the booth between them.
There is something going on there. There's absolutely something going on between those two guys. Yeah. Hmm.
Any inside information on that?
I don't know. I've heard some things. Heard some things. I don't think it's like I don't think it's that they hate each other or anything.
I think Nance thinks he talks just a little bit too much.
Yes, I think they're still finding their on-air chemistry.
That was a year ago.
I don't think it's personal.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they're still working through even now. They've been together what? How many years? Year three of this?
We got the Super Bowl this year, too.
Yeah. I just think they're just working through it, you know? 617-779-0985. Pat's in Worcester. Hi, Pat.
Yeah, how you doing? Yeah, I was just following up in regards to the NFL schedule. You know, I think they missed the opportunity to start the league out on biweekly scheduling. We have half the league play week one and then have half the league play week two. And we set that way. You know, the league has time to operate and try to fix any of the COVID issues that might be happening. And you have a 2-week grace period from the time you play your first game to the time you play your second game. So if a player tests positive, then, you know, you have the opportunity for the organization to figure things out, for the player to maybe come back and play after that second week.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, there's some other suggestions on that front, too, that you double up the length of the season to get through it. And you do it by playing a rotating schedule. We got an email like that today from Scott who says 15-game season, 30-week schedule is the answer. And by the way, it wouldn't even need to be that now because we're already through the first 5 weeks of the year. Right? There's 11 weeks to go. No, sorry, 12. 12, we 17 weeks. There's 12 weeks to go. So you stretch out 12 weeks into 24. And you start a rotation. You might have to shuffle up what the schedule is. But you basically have half the teams play 1 week, half the teams play the next.
Oh, I felt really bad for him.
You have a bye week every other week. You stretch it out. You play into the spring. You've got 14 days between, or at least 10 days if you're playing like a, you know, a Sunday and then a Thursday. You get at least 10 days between games, and you've got time to sort of distance the games. You know? You might have something like that.
Yeah.
It might help. I don't know if it will. Because, again, it all comes back to you're going out everywhere. You're exposing yourself to other people. There's a lot of people that are not in the bubble. It's just there's no perfect answer to this. There are some things that might be able to make it better for scheduling. But there's no stopping this. Stan's in Medfield. Hi, Stan.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey. Hey, I think that the NFL could have done a better job at the beginning of the season. They were just a little thick-headed. They knew this was going to happen. They could have gotten rid of non-conference games, but they wouldn't do that because of the greed, right? You cannot have the Patriots not play the Seahawks on TV. You can't have the upcoming game where Patriots aren't. They're going to play the 49ers. They could have taken at least those four games away and stretched it out over maybe 16 weeks to make these things happen and to see at least a 12-game season. I think it's the greed, and it shows. And soon we'll see if the owners in Florida will stack their stadiums to 100%, even though they said they wouldn't this week. In a couple weeks, we'll see what happens.
Stan, let me ask you this. Stan, what's the difference between taking 12 games and stretching it out over 16 or taking 16 and stretching it out over, let's say, 20 or 25?
Oh, no. I think just the difference is that, you know, we're just going to, you know, it just makes it a longer season. go ahead. That's fine too if you want to do that. But I'm just saying, like, they could have. They're trying to fit it into a tight window.
That's their stubbornness that I can't stand. Like their window. Why do you need to have the Super Bowl in February? I don't get. Okay. Why not push it back? Why not just accept that you're going to push it back? You're probably going to have to push it back now, even without a stretched out schedule. So why the stubbornness on that?
Right.
Listen, I don't know about you guys. I'd rather have 16 games than 12. I like football. I like it a lot. Like, if there's 16 games.
Keep it rolling.
I'm glad we had that Seattle Patriots game. It was a great game.
It was a fun game.
I want that to continue.
Chiefs games are usually fun. I didn't have fun during that Chiefs game.
All right, so the Dak story from yesterday immediately probably had the reaction as someone had already mentioned earlier. Ooh, Dak reclamation project. Dak coming off the injury. Is he potentially a Patriot now?
That's a Dallas for life guy right there, buddy.
Is it? You sure?
Yeah.
Dallas for life?
Yeah.
Think Jerry's going to take care of him?
Yeah.
You do?
Jerry can't help himself. Yeah, I do.
All right. Well, I think that probably crossed a few minds. Like, ooh, could Dak end up in New England? I saw some of those tweets yesterday. That also happened with another player yesterday. A guy who was once in New England. Jimmy Garoppolo seeming to have some problems out there in San Francisco. He got benched yesterday. More on that next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Something.
You gotta wear your lucky jersey. Don't wash the lucky socks.
Rub your ball 16 times. Yep.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
CJ Beathard is going to replace Jimmy Garoppolo, as Jimmy just does not look completely healthy. And right now, the question is, can he protect himself? And I think the answer might be no.
Yeah, and I think you're right about that. As they've come out and Jimmy's got a baseball cap on, CJ was warming up. I don't think Jimmy ever looked right, and I commented on it from the very first throw, Pop.
The third down.
Watching how we were playing as a whole, how he was playing, you could tell he was affected by his ankle. I mean, you can ask him more when he gets in, but I know he doesn't normally throw the ball that way, and I think he was struggling a little bit because of it and the way the game was going, that I was going to keep putting him in those positions and knowing we were going to have to throw it a lot to come back.
Jimmy G was a little overrated. I told you. I warned you guys.
Oh, you're the one that's going to lead the victory parade?
What do you mean you warned me? Because I was such a Jimmy G flag.
I'm looking at Hardy over there.
What?
I just remember the conversations we had after the Super Bowl. That's all. I'm just going back to those. I wasn't looking at you, though. When I said you guys, I really meant Hardy.
Okay.
Hardy and I have had a dust up about this.
After the Super Bowl, yes, I thought it was foolish that San Francisco would consider bringing in Tom Brady and trading for. Okay.
I said Jimmy G's good. I said there's nothing wrong with Jimmy G as your starting quarterback. I just don't think he's great. That's what I said. Right? You agreed?
I'm sure it got more heated than that.
It did. It was fun.
Look.
It was fun.
As of
we had fun.
Oh, it's a great time. As of today, as of this 12th of October, at 11:23 on a Monday morning, you are at this point correct.
Thank you. Jason Lockenfor had this tweet at 6:07 p.m. last night. 49ers are shuffling through quarterbacks. Jimmy G, whose guaranteed money has been paid, benched at the half for C.J. Beathard in blowout loss. That's what he tweeted. He makes note of his guaranteed money being paid. Nothing to do with the game other than he got benched. By the way, his money has been paid. By the way, the 49ers did consider internally Tom Brady in the offseason, so much so that John Lynch even admitted it. Like, that blows my mind. Yeah, well, you know, we kicked it around. Just paid this guy all this crazy money, but we're over here talking about Tom Brady.
Of course,
and Tom Brady wanted to go there.
Of course,
he would have gone there.
He didn't admit it. He didn't admit it for months. That's what sucked, because if it was not the case, you could have put it out there and protected your quarterback, and he never did. And so we went on and on through free agency about Tom Brady going there.
Oh, man. So John Lynch kicked it around. The 49ers kicked it around, but ultimately decided it wasn't the right move for them. I think they were probably wrong. I mean, if right now, 2020, who do you want? Brady or Jimmy Garoppolo is your starting quarterback?
Brady.
Thank you. And you know what? That would still be the case if Brady were in New England. It would still be the right call. I'm using his Tampa Bay time, even in defense of Brady staying here for the time he did stay here. Brady's still the better quarterback in the year 2020. But you know that Bill Belichick sweats Jimmy Garoppolo. Mm-hmm. You know he does. He loves the kid. He's invested in the kid, so much so that he was happy to have him traded to a team where he thought would be a good fit and a good landing spot for him, a place where he could have success. Like, he's invested in it. And then we have the reports that he's checking in with Jimmy Garoppolo on text. How was the game, buddy? How'd you play today, sport? That happened with Bill Belichick and Jimmy Garoppolo. For all we know, it happened last night with Bill texting Jimmy. Don't worry about it, kid. Keep your head up. You're going to get through this. I know you're great. You're going to get back out there soon.
Pick up some milk on the way home.
That could have happened last night, so. Just remember, I believe in you. I know your talents. I know you're going to be great. If the 49ers consider moving on from Jimmy Garoppolo, it would without a doubt be in a trade. Okay, there's value there. They could trade him to somebody else. You know, Bill Belichick, with his relationship with that staff, having already traded Garoppolo there, and the mutual admiration and respect that those staffs have for each other, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan, you know that Bill would be the first guy on the phone trying to make that trade happen to get him back here. You know it. I think it's something to keep an eye on here.
Oh.
The team out in San Francisco already kicked around the idea of moving on from Jimmy Garoppolo after he had them in the Super Bowl, and now he's benched midway through the following season.
Benched for who?
C.J. Beathard.
Beathard.
Benched because of what, though? Do you believe Shanahan?
No.
Yeah, that's a better question, Jim. Not benched because of... Instead,
this was
going to
be a throwing game in the second half, and he's obviously uncomfortable throwing because of his ankle.
Because of what?
I'm not buying that. Or it could be, I guess you're right, it could be just that once again, Jimmy Garoppolo doesn't like playing through injury. That's something we learned here in New England. Because he's good, not great. Because he's not Tom Brady, and he never will be Tom Brady. And I don't mean six-time Super Bowl winner, MVP candidate Tom Brady. I just mean as a availability every single week, doing whatever it takes to be on the field. That's not Jimmy Garoppolo's game.
All right.
Bill's going to make a play. You watch.
But would you have predicted that he was going to be benched for anything other than an obvious injury? I mean,
I did not predict that he was going to be so bad that he got himself benched. No.
Or that Captain Beefheart would be such a better option at any point in the game, strategy wise, that Garoppolo would be benched in favor of him? No.
No.
Who's Captain Beefheart?
I'll tell you what,
CJ Beathard.
Is he good looking?
Captain Beefheart. No, I don't know. I always think Captain Beefheart when I see that goofy name of his.
Oh. Jim Louth, help me out with the details here on the tradability of his contract.
If he's traded during the season, I guess there's a huge cap hit. But after this season...
Now we're looking at like March or April right now.
The cap hit to the 49ers is only 2.8 after this season.
That's nothing.
His base salary for that Patriots would take on is 24-1 and then 24-2 for the 2 years he's left.
Huh. About 2 years and $50 million.
Hmm. That interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Come on down.
How much is the franchise tag next year?
36, I think.
36? It's 30 plus. Let's just say that.
If it's 34 this year, it's going up, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
So let's say it's 35. We'll give it another $1 million and have a nice big round number. $35 million versus 24 and change. Cam Newton or Jimmy Garoppolo?
He's not getting 24 here. They're going to renegotiate that if they make that trade.
And extend it out.
You know that's going
to
happen.
And extend it out until the end of time. Jimmy, come back to New England. Come back to Papa. Come back to Papa Bill. He wants to have you back here.
Finish what you started.
Finish what you started. We got rid of that meanie Tom Brady. We're never going to lock you out of this facility. You come back. This is your team now, Jimmy. This is your place.
Jared versus Jimmy.
I can see it now, so that call is going to be made in the offseason.
It's going to be 29 next year.
Forget drafting a quarterback. Bill would give up high draft capital to get his guy, rework the deal, and have Jimmy Garoppolo for the next 5 years.
I'd root for it from Murray.
If Bill can avoid having to go in the draft to find his next guy, and he says, what is it going to take, San Francisco? And San Francisco says, what? What do you think the ask is? A two?
A couple twos? A one or a two.
A one or a two? You want a one? We'll give you a one.
Give you a one and send one of your good receivers back this way.
Right, a sweetener. We'll send you a first-round pick.
You keep drafting good receivers. Send one of them our way. You have excess now.
Imagine that if they send him a first-round pick for Garoppolo plus something else. They could sell that in San Francisco. Hey, we just got a first-round pick for a guy we benched.
Well, yeah.
We should sell that to the fans.
As long as they have a quarterback, they can sell it to the fans.
C.J. Beathard, sell him all you want. Put him out there. If you're a Patriots fan, are you now rooting for C.J. Beathard to break out and be a legitimate NFL starter?
Yeah.
If you want Jimmy G back, I would do that. I would root for C.J. Beathard to be the balls. That's what I would do.
Hardy, but you don't want that.
I got to say, though, the stability... Sort of attractive.
With the Patriots, he'd be the balls.
You don't think he'd be better here than he is there?
I think you're good enough to play the position and you can excel or you can't. And I don't think, if you're convinced that he was garbage and that he shouldn't have been
good, not great.
So you're willing to settle for good, not great?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm willing to settle for good.
I don't even know that he's good. I don't know how you convince yourself that he's good right now.
We'll pick that up. We're not done with this conversation today.
All right.
We're not done with it. We'll get to Read and React next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Sports Hub. The former QB always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
That sounds highly optimistic.
Bill, you're breaking up.
There's...
And react.
A.
B. Yeah. C.
With Zolak and Bertrand.
That's wild.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time now to read and react. I can tell you, by the way, before we get into these news stories from over the weekend, there's an NFL owners meeting happening tomorrow, according to Judy Batista. A lot of COVID-related matters to be discussed on that call. She's told by a person familiar with the NFL's thinking that right now the strong preference is to not add a Week 18. So this is my problem with the league. Wow. Very little flexibility with these owners. Oh, my. It is Read and React, and it's brought to you by the Flying Locksmiths. Physical safety is more than just locks and keys. Go to flyinglocksmiths.com to schedule your free commercial property survey, because your safety is worth it. Let's do it.
I'll say.
Read.
Stephon Gilmore and Patrick Mahomes. And
React.
Sosie's in the car right now, pounding the dashboard.
The Raiders went to Kansas City and beat the Chiefs 40-32. What side of that game was I on? I forget. I think I liked the Chiefs
minus 11.
Laying 12.
You got him at 11. You got him at 11. You got lucky and got them at 11, and you still got blew out.
Derek Carr asked if the Raiders were back after this win. Are you back?
I think we're back. I think we're back a little bit, but of course that'll get posted somewhere. But I hope it doesn't. I hope they get my whole quote and say, it's the world champs, man. And what we were able to do today, so proud. Lose two in a row, be able to play the world champs, and you know, be able to score some points, and our defense getting the stops. I hope they give Gunther a lot of credit for what, you know, he had a tough week. I've had tough weeks around here too. It is what it is. It's part of the business.
Tough not to like that answer.
Yeah.
Because he deflects and he wants to give credit elsewhere.
He wants to give credit. He said, hey, they're the world champs. We put some points up on them, and defense got a couple of stops. I mean, what else do you want from the guy?
You know what my problem is? And this is we've all been conditioned a certain way in New England because we've listened to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick give the best answers in victory in the NFL. Because that's all I do now is what would Tom Brady have said? He would not have said we're back. He would have said, well, you know,
long way to go.
It's 1 week and we're happy to get the win. We worked hard and we're going to enjoy this for a night and get ready for the next one.
I think we're back.
We're back. Like announcing your... I don't know. It's just...
I think we're back a little bit, but...
It's not a bad answer. It's
not
just
bad.
This is not Brady-like.
Reed.
Ayuk is on fire!
React.
The Falcons fell to 0-5 and lost to the Panthers 23-16. So Dan Quinn would get fired later on this night. But before, he was asked about his job status.
Honestly, Zach, it's the furthest thing from my mind. It says job through value, but for me, it's coaching. And I'll work as hard as I can to align our team to play like we're capable of playing.
Hey, don't knock yourself out, Dan. Come here. As a matter of fact, could you step in here, please? Thank you. Fired last night. So that's it for Dan Quinn, 0-5.
Someone here told us that the Falcons were not going to go 0-5.
Yeah.
Yeah, corporate.
That's why he's fired.
Thanks for explaining. Yeah. I was unsure why it was he got fired.
He saved his job last year. I thought he could do it again.
Nope.
And it doesn't help when your quarterback throws a pick in the end zone down by 7 in the fourth quarter.
He sucks.
Scott Zolak tweeted yesterday, born loser, Matt Ryan. You want to follow up on that,
Yeah, wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole, I tweeted. And Murray retweeted it with the word preach. Every big spot he has a chance, he does not come up in. Name the last big spot he came up in. Not a week one game. Not a week two or week four. Where he throws for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns. And they lose. Like they always lose.
0-5.
You're going to put your nice little hat on? Cross your arms on the sideline? Talk to yourself?
Okay.
Reed.
A pick thrown by Hoyer!
React.
The professional Washington football team lost to the Rams 30-10. Alex Smith returned to the field for the first time since his gruesome 2018 injury. We talked about this a little bit, but here's what Alex Smith had to say after the game.
Very surreal at first. To have it happen as fast as it did was probably almost a blessing. You know, for me, obviously, just after, you know, I knew it once Kyle took that shot that there was a chance of it. And obviously run over, grab my helmet, get ready to roll. So it was kind of nice in that sense, not having to think about it. You just go out there and do it, you know, and then in that situation, kind of there and a half, you know, working some, you know, trying to get the ball moving and obviously getting into a 2-minute tempo was good as well. In the same sense, just no thinking, going and playing.
Okay, a couple of things here. Number one, in case you didn't see the game, Alex Smith didn't play well or anything once he got in.
Threw a couple of passes.
9 of 17 for 37 yards.
Well, not a lot of yaks. That's not his fault.
Yeah. Not only that, the Redskins dropped to 1-4. They lost the game 30-10, and they're 1-4 on the year. But let me tell you something. Those helmets, they are sweet.
They're nice. They are nice.
I saw Mike from Auburn, formerly Mike of Attleboro.
Oh, yeah.
With the take yesterday that they should keep the name and the uniform. And I could sort of see it. You become Washington FT.
Yeah.
You know, like these...
Sporting KC.
Sporting KC.
Revs last night with a big road win over New York City FC.
So instead of football club, it's football team.
Washington FT.
Washington FT.
I can't believe he's not retired. I can't believe that.
Didn't you get that sick feeling in your stomach watching him drop back and getting chased by the defensive ends? You're like, ah!
Do you see the shape of the lower leg? It's like one of your four-year-olds drew it with crayon.
That's why you can't watch him play. You can't look away from the leg.
I can't not look
at
the leg.
You're not watching the game at all. You're watching his leg.
Do you blame him?
Could you, as a player, get in a shower with him?
Excuse me?
When do you get a shower after the game? Everybody's getting out of there. Get a shower. Hey, guys, here comes Alex. He's walking in to get a shower. What, are you going to take a shower with his pants on? No, get in there, got a cleany leg. Got all them holes in it and stuff's leaking. You
clean your leg.
Hose it off.
Clean it good.
It's been 2 years. I think the openings are...
But Jim, you've seen it. First thing you think is, get it off me. Get it off me. What is that? What is that thing?
Imagine walking by him in the locker room and you like accidentally graze it. Oh, sorry, buddy. I didn't mean to do that. Sorry.
It doesn't hurt anymore.
Okay. I know.
It doesn't hurt anymore.
It's like the elephant in the room.
I can see Zoe saying, what do? You put like a nice balm on that? What are you?
Let me ask you a question.
Lotion on that?
Use that skinny socks reparative system?
Skin reparative?
Yeah.
Skin reparative.
That nice tight sock they pulled in there. They do. He has to wear a compression sock.
Yeah.
Because they want to form that leg.
Because if not, this whole leg's going to fall apart.
Imagine being the guy
like
or the girl.
Sausage casing.
Imagine being a guy or girl that gets that call. Hey, we need a masseuse.
You don't want to end up with one of those elephantitis legs.
We need an hour and a half massage at the Smith House. When do you guys got to go rub Alex's leg? Did you do it, Tom?
They're medical professionals, though. They've dealt with these things.
Look at the leg.
All right. Moving on.
Read.
If we've seen that they're able to do that kind of thing just yet.
React.
Texans beat the Jaguars 30-14 yesterday. Romeo Crennel asked about the coaching change and helping them get the win.
I think maybe my personality, I do smile some. I can joke with them a little bit.
Unlike Bill O'Brien. Wow. Okay, what else?
I think that in the change, we were able to win the game, and I think that helped. If we had lost the game, it'd be a different story.
I feel like an idiot for smiling and joking around, but since we won, I think it's great, and I think it helped. But I'm bum bum.
I smile?
Well, yeah. Bill O'Brien's a big sourpuss. That's right.
But I'm bump bump.
So, you like Romeo Crennel?
Oh, yeah.
Beetle, you like Romeo Crennel?
I mean, he's a likable guy.
He's a likable guy.
Yes.
Everybody likes me. And we won, so they like me even more.
Reed.
Probably only beat this horse with a dead stick.
React.
Thank you, Ken.
I don't want to do that. Thank you, Ken. Yeah. Thank you very much, Ken. 617-779-0985. Let's add another fun story into the mix. That would be Ian Rappaport. I don't know if I'd call it fun for him. Fun for us. Suspended from work. He's not going to be at NFL Network for at least another 10 days. We'll tell you why next.
Wow.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's like people only do things because they get paid. And that's just really sad.
I can't talk about it anymore. It's giving me a headache.
Here, take two of these.
Ah, Nuprin. Little. Yellow. Different. Look, you can stay here in the big leagues and play by the rules, or you can go back to the farm club in Aurora. It's your choice. Yes, and it's the choice of a new generation.
Ian Rappaport. Rap Sheet, as he calls himself. Crap Sheet, as others call him. I think over on the Pats.com crew. I know that they've been...
Crap Sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Andy and Paul, and et cetera, over the years have called him that.
I believe he's left pocket.
Oh, really?
Yes. Is that what he is? Who calls him that?
I'm not saying.
That's Paul.
He's been referred to as left pocket, Schefter is right pocket. Because Schefter is more often right.
Well, Ian Rappaport has been suspended by his employer, NFL Network, in the NFL, because he put an Instagram post up related to the Manscaped lawnmower, electric trimmer, which is the perfect tool for your family jewels, from what I understand.
I want one.
You could send one our way, no problem. He got suspended because he did it without permission. He put up some post on Instagram. Has anyone seen it? Did anyone screen grab that thing? What was so offensive about it?
I saw a bunch of fakes. I didn't see the real one.
Right. Though. I've not seen the real one.
Like, who would bother to screenshot that?
Right, because it would not have raised any eyebrows.
Wow, this is so edgy. We better grab this.
Manscaped advertises on all kinds of podcasts and websites, and it's I don't think the content is at all offensive. Do you know what I think it probably was? He went outside of his employer.
Yes.
And took money.
Yes.
And was advertising on his social media stream when his contract with his employer says he can't.
And
people are like, oh, they're afraid of Manscaped. No, they want Manscaped's money
right.
to be able to put that on his Instagram.
Right.
That's all it is.
The NFL obviously doesn't have any deal or good enough deal with Manscaped right now.
Right.
So when Manscaped tried to, you know, do the end around and get one of their guys to advertise for them, NFL took issue with it and suspended
because
Ian Rappaport in the process.
Anybody in that category of men's grooming or healthcare products that does sponsor the league could take issue with one of their employees promoting another product, is what it comes down to. That ad space for the league is valuable, and they want their money. It's about money. Everyone's freaking out about it. Well, the NFL doesn't like it. Trust me, the NFL would advertise for Manscaped every 5 minutes as long as they wanted to pay for it. In the words of Gary Tengway, don't F with my money.
So for this is the first thing I thought of. Okay, so he's going to be suspended for 2 weeks by the NFL Network.
Does that seem a little harsh, by the way?
Not if he got a big enough check from Manscaped. He's like, fine, I don't care. I'm still coming out with a net profit.
But no, just the penalty. The post came down almost immediately.
Oh, yeah.
Like 2 weeks out of work in the middle of the season.
Oh, yeah.
God, I mean, I could see if it was a week.
Yeah, number one reporter.
I could see if it was 1 week. Like this weekend and next weekend, and then he's back next Monday. A two-week ban.
Yeah.
That seems a little harsh, NFL.
It does.
Stupid, right?
Dumb.
But hopefully he got enough money from Manscaped to where it made it worthwhile, and, you know, he's not going to be out any money.
My guess is he didn't.
I would say no.
2 weeks pay at NFL Network. He's not getting 2 weeks pay. I'm sure he has a pretty good contract there.
But if Manscaped does have enough money right now and they're paying for all these, like you said, I hear them all over the place, different podcasts and different endorsements and stuff like that. So let's say what would be a reasonable amount of money if you were Ian Rappaport and they wanted you to do a post? How many Twitter followers does he have?
I don't know. Why don't we ask Zoe what the going rate is on something like that?
Like one post?
Like, let's say a handful of posts on a weekend about pizza.
About 500 a post.
All right.
Per tweet.
And you've got about 200,000 Twitter followers?
Yeah.
He has 271,000 Instagram followers.
All right, so similar category.
And he only did it on Instagram? He didn't do it on Twitter?
That's what I
just
read.
Just Insta, yeah. So let's say $1,000 a post. Probably thought it was a quick grand.
Doesn't sound like enough.
Right? Not for getting suspended 2 weeks from work at a job that probably pays him pretty well. It pays well. Not worth it.
Especially for... See, this is why I would want more if I were him. Do you see a lot of stuff on his timeline other than just straight up NFL reporting? I can't remember seeing anything in a long, long time that wasn't.
He's got a picture of his kids apple picking on his Instagram. That's his last post from 5 days ago.
So I would think it would be worth more to me, or it wouldn't be it. $1,000 not worth it to start gumming up my timeline with something other than NFL reporting.
Well, a ballsy move for sure. You know, these were all
it's
over
a
Twitter.
Hairy situation.
Yeah, absolutely. Hairy situation. All of these were on Twitter over the weekend. They were all great. Like, guess he's got a rap sheet of his own now.
Oh,
you know? Yep. All this stuff.
Hey, come on down here. I want to show you something.
Is he getting shafted, do you think, by the NFL?
Dear God.
That ain't going to happen.
Real boner of a move on his part.
Oh, that's... Now you're just... Completely.
You didn't see all these on Twitter. They were great. No. People coming up with a million of these over the weekend. I can't take credit for any of this.
Pubic hair. No, wait, that's not a good one. Let me try it again.
All right, then. 617-779-0985.
You're feeling crabby after that one.
Oh, jeez.
What?
Oh. God. Are you all right today?
No, he's
not. I'm starting to worry about you.
Yeah.
Are you feel okay?
Yeah, I was trying to eat the candy bar while I was talking.
Has Zoe been oddly silent today?
What? Yeah, he said about 6 words. Two hours.
You feel all right?
Yeah, I feel
physically?
Great. Yeah. I feel super.
All right.
Absolutely right. I should go down and get my head scanned, my things.
Did you do it today?
Yeah.
I don't believe you on that front either.
Yeah.
Anyone? Anyone else believe him?
Jim doesn't. You know, Jim doesn't.
6-1.
What was the temperature?
Yeah. What was your number?
What was your number?
What was your face?
What was your number?
86.3.
So you're a vampire.
Lighter side.
NFL is moving on with their schedule. They don't want to go to week 18. That story from Judy Batista is out. We do have calls holding. Let's go right to those after these 90 seconds of headlines. Stay put.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.